Hello everyone, and a happy new year from the Rancor's Brothel. Have the post-holiday blues got you down? Didn't get that special present you hoped for? Start off 2021 by treating yourself to the best in premium dice and accessories at MetallicDiceGames.com. Their wide range of products is guaranteed to cheer up any gamer in your life, even if that gamer is you. Even better, you can save 10% by using the promo code RBP10 at checkout. So make the beginning of 2021 a little better for someone special by visiting MetallicDiceGames.com and picking up some premium dice. Don't forget to tell them the Rancor's Brothel sent you.
The Rancor's Brothel presents... A Dungeons & Dragons Adventure. Nev Thelian.
So, it is now early morning on the 17th of Floraesun. You are in Castle Holtmire, up a hill above the town of Windervale, having been the slightly unwilling guest overnight of, well, Count Lathalus, Lord Lathalus, rather, who, of course, is actually Mirael, now in a vampiric form.
It's a pretty castle you're showing us, Dave.
It's a nice castle.
And we're not supposed to jump to conclusions that we're going to have to kill him, right?
So as the night passes, the following morning, well, not morning, really. It's still dark out.
No, it's a vampire thing. It's pretty important. Is it dark out or is it not dark out?
Yeah, you're finishing this long rest at like 3:30 in the morning.
So it's dark out.
Yes.
Okay. Which creepy tall tower are we sequestered away in?
You are in the keep, which is in the back left, the tallest, widest tower.
The one that looks sort of under construction.
That looks what?
It looks like it's under construction.
Those are actually banners.
They look like scaffolding.
Well, I'm telling you, they're banners.
All right. Well, then that is a very uneven and incomplete-looking keep, but whatever makes the vampire happy.
I mean, are they banners blowing in the wind? Because there must be two different gusts of wind blowing in opposite directions.
No, they're very sturdy banners.
Maybe this is just one instance in which... This is an instance in which the map differs slightly from the art that it was inspired by.
I'm getting some lag, so I turned off the camera, FYI.
Okay. So if you want to change your spells that you have prepared, all that sort of thing, you do have the opportunity to do so.
Even though we are not supposed to assume that we are necessarily fighting a vampire in a castle a la Bram Stoker, I have, in fact, prepared all my vampire killing spells. Troy?
I mean, I have just really the one specific to that.
I'm just making sure that you've preyed upon it. Please, God, give me the power to burn this vampire.
Burninating the countryside.
Yeah, it's just determining whether what other ones I'm adding.
So on level up, I can change my cantrips. So I picked up Firebolt, because that seems pretty awesome at level up.
That is a handy part of being Artificer.
Also, in part of preparing my spells, I'm going to use my new fun spell storing item. I'm going to...
So since you don't have to spend a slot to use that item, it's basically just a free extra spell slot.
Yes. Or like 10 extra spell slots.
Mm-hmm. How so?
Of one spell.
Does it get multiple charges?
It has twice the number of charges as my intelligence bonus.
Wow. Okay, that's very good.
Yeah. And while I think Cure Wounds would be a great default, I think in this instance, I'm going to... infuse it. First off, I'm going to take I don't suppose an improvised weapon would be considered a simple weapon.
Improvised are beyond, like, anyone can make you can use an improvised weapon. You just don't, unless you are a tavern brawler, I believe, you don't get proficiency when you attack with it.
Mm-hmm. I'm not looking for proficiency. My spell storing item either has to be a simple or martial weapon or something that I can use as a spell casting focus, which would be anything that I have put one of my infusions into.
Hmm. Well, You must choose death by sharks or death by monkeys.
I was going to see if I could find basically a club is what I'm looking to find in a room, like break off a chair leg or something and call it a club.
I mean, if you wanted to start attacking the furniture, you could. You do wonder if, you know, there are guards right outside the door. You wonder if that might not draw their attention.
I'm wondering first if I could use a chair leg as a club as a spell storing item. So I'm asking my DM if that would...
It would be...
Why can't you use one of your weapons?
I mean, I suppose I could.
I mean, I own a crowbar or a hammer. Like,
okay, cool. Yeah, let's do that.
That does seem a little more logical.
Okay, Cody, hand me your hammer.
Craig, you now have a hammer.
Thanks.
It was hammer time.
Now, I hope you know, I have wooden stakes to go with this, so I may need that back.
Oh, well, you know what? I suppose that I have my own hammer because I have all kinds of tools. So here's your hammer back. I'll use my hammer. So basically what I want to do is I am going to store invisibility in this hammer, which shows as 10 charges. And though it uses concentration, anybody who activates uses their own concentration, not mine. What I'm going to do is I'm going to cast reduce on the hammer so that's small enough to fit inside the many-handed pouch that we all have. So I'm burn a second level spell slot on that.
Well, reduce only lasts for how long?
Good question.
Well, to be fair, this is an extra dimensional space, correct?
Right, but that doesn't make it outside of time.
No. But if I take the flat IKEA cabinet into my house and then build said IKEA house or it's IKEA cabinet and can no longer get it out the door, it doesn't mean that I still can't use IKEA cabinet. It could be large inside the extra dimensional space. It just can't come out. And it doesn't matter if I reach my hand in and touch it, because that's how you cast the spell. I just like the idea that there's an invisible bastard running out there basically playing pocket pool.
Generally speaking, if you overfill an extra dimensional thing, that extra dimensional thing will burst and create a hole to the astral plane.
I would take a percentage roll on that, absolutely.
Okay, maybe we hold off on the reducing for now, because I guess it does only last for a minute. But I'm gonna infuse invisibility with this hammer. So basically, if we decide that we need it,
yeah, I can drop it in the bag. Invisibility handy.
Then all of us can activate invisibility.
I like the idea that we're all playing pocket pool with the same goddamn hammer to go invisible.
So
what's the restriction on the pouch? Is it pounds or size?
The thing is that it is, other than that it's the same space amongst all of the pouches, it's otherwise just a small leather pouch.
Does it say anything about capacity?
It's not like a bag of holding.
Right.
So its capacity is a small leather pouch.
Okay. Like would be on a belt sort of thing.
Yes.
Okay.
And it's already got the elemental gems in it that we bought. That's why I was keeping them, so we could all grab them if need. Any of us could grab them.
I completely forgot about elemental gems.
Me too. What do? They summon things, right?
They summon elementals.
Do I have tokens for elementals?
we'll it's see. Not a combat. Combat is the last option.
Thanks, Wrong Cody. Game. I appreciate that.
Oh, that's right. That's Trudvang. Lucas just kept telling us combat was the last option, and then we had an old man bull rush us in an insane rage and refused to talk. I proceeded to scream at Lucas, combat is the last option, over and over, as one of the other players beat that old man to death.
Man. We picked up one gem for each of the four types of elementals.
Okay.
I like the long con that Craig's playing. He's going to hope that Dave forgets all the shit that he has stored in this fucking extra dimensional space.
Well, I also think it's pretty likely that you're going to fall prey to the Skyrim complex of never wanting to use them.
Yeah, we'll see about that.
Craig will. My first sign of trouble where I don't have a spell, I'm reaching that goddamn pocket and throwing the first thing that happens.
In my campaign that ended at level 20, they had bags of holding with literal artifacts in them that they never used.
So I'm curious, why are we waking up at 3:30 in the morning?
Because you started your long rest earlier in the evening because you were, I think, trying to make sure that you got one in. Plus, you were stuck in a room with nothing to do, and that basically is resting.
Thematic reasons.
I figured something bad was happening.
No, the except for like delivering the food to you earlier in the evening, like the guards have just more or less just stayed outside.
Okay.
You occasionally hear some quiet talking through the door, but
I roll over and go back to sleep, I guess.
Yeah. At about 4 a.m, you hear some rustling outside and the sound of some more footsteps
in the bushes.
And then rustle, damn it. And then there's a firm knock on the door.
Fireball.
I will.
We don't have the key.
Fair enough. So a moment later, the door opens, and Mireille is there with a couple people behind him who are, you know, presumably the ones at the door. He steps into the room and says, hello, I hope that you slept, although I know it may be too much to hope that you slept well. I've read through Kira's journal a number of times and thought a great deal about what you've told me. I'd like to tell you a bit more about Nevthelion, about its fall, and what I propose you do next.
Sounds good.
Start talking.
Well, first, Nevthelion, or more specifically, Mevalriel. I never met her, but she was on the council with Kira once upon a time, and so I heard a good deal. She is, or was, I admit it's hard to tell from the journal, a firebrand. Hot-tempered, entirely unyielding in her convictions, a magical savant, and an inspiring leader who led from the front. Had it not been for her, Nevthelion would have fallen decades earlier to the Null invasion of 1634. That's 528 by your southern via reckoning. I truly think that if the aftermath of that invasion had been handled better, and if Mevalriel had not been exiled, that the city would still be living and prosperous today. If Mevalriel is still within Nevthelion, or if her spirit is, or some magical echo of sorts, it seems she must be trapped there, and indeed Kira talks about Romanose cursing her as she entered the Elm Chamber. From what Kira told me, she was far too ambitious to have willingly remained hidden within the city for nearly a millennium, especially if she had an army at her back. That brings me to my first point, which I shall come back to later. Nevthelion currently seems to be two things equally important. A trap for undead, and possibly Mevalriel herself, and a tomb for thousands of my perished elvish kin. Now, as you know, I was not present at the city for its death knell, but rather in Duvrad. Salundur came to me with the amulet he was entrusted with, and we crossed the continent and ended up here, as I told you last night. In the century since, once I was my own master, I have traveled a good deal, spoken with many folk, and paid for more folk to keep their ears open and notify me with information. I have been searching for other survivors of Nevthelion. By now, of course, that generation would all be dead, unless they, by rare chance, happened into a form like mine. But I know that their lines live on, but not a great deal else. There were others, like me, who were not in the city at its fall. Others who scattered. From the scraps I've been able to gather, they have migrated yet further north into the Nera Tavar. This, in turn, brings me to my next point, what you should do next. I've corresponded briefly, tonight, with a friend in Valakur, in order to learn a bit more about your Iron Rose University and its current Iron Master. I am told that while the university itself remains a bastion of magical learning, its ethics have grown increasingly dubious. This is epitomized, I am told, in Rogan Savash, who is apparently a ruthless political operator whose calculations all boil down to the goal of acquiring more power.
I really thought you were going to say Kellen.
No. I turned my camera off, but I looked really, really disgusted and then suddenly relieved as he spoke.
The goal of acquiring more power, be it temporal, magical, or personal. Recall now my earlier statement that Nevthelion is both trap and tomb. I would like you to think about why a magical university, widely regarded as the best on the continent, is asking you to brave legions of undead dangers to pillage a tomb on their behalf. A tomb to which they have no claim, legally or culturally, And furthermore, why, upon learning that the ruined city is home to undead trapped within its walls, is willing to mark your lives as expendable in exchange for the city's contents, and is willing, furthermore, to risk that by opening this trap, you may in fact free the destructive forces trammeled within.
Have you heard about a thing called imperial colonialism? I'm just curious. Is that not an elf thing? Because that's a pretty strong human thing.
What I'm saying is that your Iron Rose is willing to risk an undead army breaking free onto Naltha, is willing to risk your lives for the sake of stealing Nephthelion's cultural artifacts and history. You are tomb robbers, my friends. I would like to ask you not to be, to choose a different path.
It belongs in a museum.
Yeah, I think the term that was used was archaeologist.
Although I may be the last surviving resident of Nephthelion, and although you may ask any of our subjects
air
how we have
around
ruled,
surviving.
And although you may ask any of our subjects how we have ruled Windervale, if you have a doubt, I understand if you're hesitant to trust a vampire. And although it would perplex me, you may be questioning the validity of my argument based solely on that fact. In which case, the option I put before you is simple. Let the descendants of Nephthelion decide. Find the children and grandchildren of that diaspora, of those elves that wander north. The city is their birthright and their heritage. Its future should be theirs to decide.
Another fucking side quest.
Props, Dave, both for presenting us with an ethical dilemma and also putting up with our bullshit interrupting your lovely monologue there.
I mean,
with this group, is there really much of a dilemma?
I would like to go back to my earlier thought of imperial colonialism. Kellen's also biting his tongue not to say that we've been there. We're more frequent residents of Nephthelion than he has been for like 1,000 goddamn years. So.
So what is Kellen actually saying?
Kellen is for once keeping his mouth shut.
Okay.
I am shocked and appalled. Okay, maybe not appalled.
It's because it's 4 a.m, Craig.
But definitely shocked. Kellen hasn't had his coffee yet.
So, and after a few moments, Mireille will just begin to, well, what do you think?
So, sorry, words aren't coming.
Also, I wish to apologize. I believe I reacted poorly last night. I became too emotional, and I should not have locked you in here.
I mean,
you know what they say about hindsight.
After some pondering, I say I see the wisdom in your proposal in consulting another party that would have some claim and some input into this. On the one hand, we were actually hired by the university, weren't we?
Yes, we were hired to explore.
So on the one hand, we have a job to complete, but we've now been proposed that our job to complete is a potentially unethical one.
We started out, exploring what we assumed to be a long dead civilization. That really hasn't changed because we found the one undead resident. Are we puppets? So, sure. I'm just hoping we power up before we do that.
Nushka will look over to Kellen and be like, what do you actually know about Savash?
Well, long ago, when I first suspected him in episode 1, Jeff, I set out on a mission to discover what he was doing. Apparently, the bastard has a devious plan involving a trade route south on the river. He's a monster.
I don't remember that.
I remember him trying to spy on him.
I did, and successfully.
And see about what was going on in the council that he was so interested in.
It was about trade goods and cattle. I have a note if you'd like me to look it up.
No, I remember.
Kellen's only response will be, we're all puppets of someone.
A little bit cynical.
I will nod in agreement with that, thinking about...
I mean, I would just hold up my holy symbol in response to that, yeah.
See? Proves my point. Puppet of God. You ask us rather than to be puppets of the university, to be puppets to a mostly dead, no offense, civilization from Nephthelion.
I mean, we're also assuming that there's descendants to find. I mean, are we on some fetch quest for nothing? Like, do you actually have intel that there's a surviving community somewhere?
I have reports, yes.
Yet, curiously, you do not go after them yourself.
But you said that the surviving community aren't long-lived as yourself. You said that they are the descendants.
I assume so, if they are mortal elves.
Okay, that was just an assumption. Gotcha.
Do you have any idea why Malvaria would have connection with Fae?
Sanundur talked about the various Fae and undead that came in with her army. No, the short answer. It's confusing. The most logical answer I've been able to come up with is that she has some Fae ally that she pulled in to join her army.
While I would... Sorry, Jeff, if you had more, please.
No, you're good.
While I would say I don't... I appreciate your proposal to include another party other than just yourself and ourselves in the next steps. While I don't... I can't speak for the group to say that we won't continue further into the city. I do see the wisdom in consulting possible descendants. And if nothing else, we could actually learn a great deal of information from the descendants. They might be able to provide us a lot of information. I mean, who knows?
Why are you a vampire?
I believe I told you last night, because I was bitten.
Sure. Awesome. I mean... It's like asking a dictator why he became a dictator, and he's like, because I wanted to lead. That's not really what we're trying to ask here.
I can't not be a vampire anymore. There's not a cure.
I look at the cleric. I surreptitiously look to my pack where the hammer's hanging off my back. I
don't think that's the cure he's thinking of.
I just find it interesting that I feel like you made a choice. I don't feel like this is just some sort of happenstance that you are undead.
Well, you are free to hold your own notions. As I said, you're also free to talk to our subjects.
Yes, the people who live under the wrath of the vampire.
Well, if you would like to find out if they characterize it that way, you may. I think that they will.
No, but would any hostage really, like, dare bite the hand that holds his gun to its head?
You're a cleric. Zone of truth, them.
Yeah, but they can know that they're being zoned of truth, and they could just refuse to not answer.
If you don't want to trust me, you will find any reason not to. Just make up your minds.
I mean, being a vampire is a pretty good reason, I feel like. We don't have to really dig too far into that.
Well, it's your choice.
You've been making excuses for the little guy bringing up undead this whole time. And now you've got a problem with undead.
Who are you talking to?
Troy's character.
Oh. Say what now?
You've been saying how it's okay that Kellen brings up undead this whole time. And now you've got a problem with undead. I mean, what he's saying makes sense. I don't give a shit what he is now.
No. I don't give a shit that he's a vampire. I think he's lying to me about why he's a vampire. And if it has to do with anything that's going on with Nephelion, then the basis of why I'm interacting with him is on a lie.
Well, I'm pretty sure that everything that you've been every driving force you've had so far has been pretty much a lie. It's at least on some level.
Sure. But he is saying, here is my suggestion. Here's what I think you should do. And we're going to be puppets to whichever master we want. I know that these other folks are going to want power. That's kind of an obvious thing. I'm just curious what his angle is. If he's going to say, oh, they're bad, they want power, you should do what I want to do. Well, what's his catch?
I'm not asking you to do anything other than abide by the wishes of the descendants of these elves.
Again, assuming that there are descendants.
Well, yes.
So what kind of reports do you have about the descendants?
Forgive me, but I'm not just going to give that information to you until I know that your intentions will be peace. Because based on your current reactions, I have my doubts.
No, but you can see our dilemma, right? We're hired to do a job. We have a job to do. We're supposed to fulfill that job. You're standing in the way of that, and you're telling us to not follow our employers, but to now go on some other quest to fulfill some hypothetical wish of a people that may not exist.
I'm quite curious, cleric, about why you are so loyal to a university with whom you have no real connection. Is it just the money?
I don't know why you're questioning why I'm loyal to a university versus an undead fucker standing in front of me right now.
I wasn't asking for your loyalty.
You kind of are, though, right? Like, you're telling us that we have to go find these hypothetical descendants to see whether or not we can either go back to Nephelion when you know, again, yes, I was hired to do a job. Like, you know, I got to feed and shelter myself, you know, at some point in life. So.
And you've been having difficulty doing that? You can create food.
I mean, yeah, but not the good stuff.
Does anyone have a more interesting argument?
I don't see what the harm is in going to talk to them. Like I said, if anything, it just might enhance what information and discoveries we can get out of Nathalion.
Right. I mean, Nishka doesn't have any problem doing this. She's just questioning more now, like, why are we really doing this? I mean, there's archaeology and there's tomb robbing or whatever. What about the threat that we've already brought information back about and nobody's reacting to?
You mean the undead army?
Mm-hmm. The undead and the other stuff that's still down there. I mean, when we talked to Miriel last night, did we tell him that we had been down there? Yeah, we did.
So he showed him the journal.
Right. So he knows that we've been through the first level. I mean, there's still shit down there that shouldn't be there. And we talked to him about the cursed satyr and things like that, the guy who couldn't leave.
I don't think you went into that detail.
Yeah.
No, we did not.
I mean, I would have advised to not go that descriptive, but you guys seem to have looser tongues with these things, so.
Yeah, Nishka doesn't give a shit.
No, I think that the whole... nobody knows. They could all be dead down there. Not undead, dead.
Right, they could.
We have no clue what's actually there. You want to know why Kellen's going? That's why. Because nobody knows what's beyond that door. I don't think this is El Dorado. I don't think this is Shambhala. There's no enlightenment, but there's something the fuck down there.
Is this in character?
I mean, if we're having this discussion, yeah, absolutely can be. Because my only question to him is he going to give us that key?
But that's the catch, right? Like, we need the key from him. He's basically telling us we have to go talk to a hypothetical group of people, whether or not we're even allowed to go back there.
Not yet. I want to see if he's actually going to ask that first. So far, it's just been suggestion.
That or we have to kill him for it.
So, at this point,
I would option two.
At this point, I will bring to your attention the possibility of hubris. If you have no idea what is down there, it is a bit on the arrogant side to assume that you can handle whatever comes out.
I mean, the man has a point. We're pretty powerful.
It's also pretty arrogant to assume that we're safe leaving it down there.
Why? It hasn't moved in over 900 years.
I think it's pretty ridiculous to have sat in a castle for 700 some odd years and just let things rot down there. But what do I know?
I also don't assume that I can handle Mivalrael.
You're assuming that the creature is still alive.
I mean, up until now, you didn't even realize that there was anything still alive there. You never went to check?
No, but Mivalrael is a necromancer of the highest order.
I have a question for you, Miriel. If we did go and speak to the descendants, and they gave their blessing and approval to open up and investigate secrets lie in Nephthalion.
Yes.
Would you be interested in accompanying us to help cleanse it of any undead we may find?
If I were to speak to someone with that right, yes, actually, I would be interested.
Come on, guys. Vampire ally? Come on.
Yeah.
I was just going to ask Troy how...
to the necromancer.
How long does it take to cast teleportation circle? Troy, can you just like...
10 minutes, I think.
I was going to...
Or a minute?
Some shit like that.
It's not super fast.
I just like I like the visual of Troy bringing us all in for this group hug that Craig has constructed, and then we just vanish, regardless of his choice.
It's only a minute.
It is pretty obvious, though. You have to put chalk on the floor.
But wouldn't that be great? So you group hug a vampire and then teleport somewhere in broad daylight.
He probably gets some sort of check not to teleport or some fair bullshit.
Okay, so what do you want us to do?
As I said, find descendants of the elves who were out of Nathalion when it fell.
Right, and but then you said you didn't want to give us that information.
Well, yes, because you had not agreed to that purpose. If you're bent on following the whims of your imperialist Iron Rose... then I have no guarantee that you won't just slaughter everyone you find to get rid of any objecting voices.
Ah, yes, as we have slaughtered everyone in our path to get here. Shh, guys, don't tell them we've done that.
Have you?
No. Who have we even harmed in your lovely village here?
Only those that shot first.
Now you think it's lovely.
I just don't think
I'm trying to think back. I don't remember any times when we actually slaughtered our way through things.
Not things that didn't attack us first, right?
That's what I said. I mean, that bridge, I call that bridge a slaughter, maybe.
They did fire first.
Or so Kellen says.
Yeah.
Thinking what would be the most ethical and positive win-win-win scenario for everybody would be getting the approval from the descendants and giving them ownership and control of Nevthelion, returning it to those descendants after clearing it out of any bad guys, with an agreement that any cultural and historical knowledge to be gained from going back into Nevthelion be shared with the university. That's the best win-win-win scenario I can think of. I'm not saying that's necessarily the route we should go for, but it's the happiest group hug thing I can think of.
Does anybody have any idea how we would go about finding out information about Savash and maybe figuring out why the hell he's so hell-bent on getting us down there?
I feel like Fireball's a great way to start.
I mean, I don't know if I'd use the term hell-bent, right? Like, we're given a task to...
No, we went back with news of an undead invasion and gnolls and fae and all this shit that wiped out an entire elven city and is probably still locked down there. And he said, yeah, go anyway.
You start with, I think you would, if you wanted to look into that, Jeff, Kellen probably would not be on board with this because it's less fireball-y. But I would highly suggest you... go back and find out why the first expedition went up there. Was it such an Coin accident?
That's true. Coinleaf was looking into something else up there, and just
she was cataloging ruins in general. And
right, but why was she cataloging ruins in that specific place? If he has some devious mean and he found something out, are we the first group or are we the second group? Because if we're the second group, that would tell us a lot.
I mean, I guess, and some of it does come down to how much evidence could we find of a first group of were they cataloging this stuff for cultural and historical significance, or were they digging for like powerful artifacts? Is it more archaeology or more grave robbing?
Well, it doesn't matter because they never got past the first gate.
Yeah.
Sure, but did they like, I guess the question is...
They found the surface city and then they left.
How innocent was Coinleaf's investigation up there? Or was that a preliminary search for Nevthelion because he's evil McBad guy who is trying to find things?
I don't know.
Either way.
I think it's very interesting that a very specifically named character just up and vanished after a little bit of, here, go here. We don't know anything about Coinleaf.
I think that Mirael needs to come with us to Valakor.
Yeah, come with us to meet the descendants.
Well, they're not in Valakor.
Oh, well, come with us.
Well, we wouldn't know that. he mentioned...
He did say Nerativar, which... Yeah. Here's the map.
Oh, back to Koldar, cool.
The far north, above the mountains, lots of wilderness.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's go. Let's go explore.
Beyond Garakshin's failure, which is... sort of similar to Hadrian's Wall, how it's sort of meant to keep stuff to the north and yet is sort of a ruin these days.
Was it an actual wall?
It was, but notice how it's called failure.
Yeah.
Well, to be fair, it's impressive he built a wall anyway that's, Jesus Christ, how big is that?
140 miles long.
It's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Shouldn't have built it on sand.
Oh no, the permafrost!
I propose he accompany us to Nerativar to find these descendants and or to Valakor. And I would go to Nerativar first.
I mean, that's a lot of area to cover for a long shot.
Because I think he knows more than that.
Well, I'm sure he does. But like, we're meant to agree to something that is an incredible long shot before we have any further, like it's a, like, I don't know.
Anything else. I'm good.
How confident is... Mario, how confident are you in your reports?
I am confident that they will lead somewhere.
That's vague as f***.
I don't know exactly what you'd find. I know that they were alive. I don't know that for sure that they still are.
So the metagaming part of me wants to see what content Dave's got cooked up for us up there. But also, like, character-wise, I really think we should go talk to the descendants.
Can we try sending first? Hey, bro, you still alive up there, bro?
You have to know the target.
Right, but presumably Mirael does.
No, these would be children and grandchildren.
When's the last time that you think anyone was up there? Actual
knowledge. Do you mean how recent are the reports?
Yes.
45 years ago, which for an elf, not that long.
No, that's way shorter time than I was expecting, honestly. Like 200 years. Oh, really? Go fuck yourself.
Okay, so if we go check out these people and see what they want us to do, are you going with us? Is that the plan? Or are we just going to come back here and say, yeah, they said it's okay?
Let's just go camping for 2 weeks. Come back.
Yeah, as I say, let's check that distance. How long could we... Can we just go hang out in Fort Roston for a month? Where's the equivalent of...
Your point is well taken.
Fucking Barbados around here. Let's just go somewhere nice.
Until Anastasia returns, I am bound to remain here. However...
Cast sending on Anastasia. Hey, sis. Took your bro. Catch you later. Guy's night. And by guy's night, I mean traveling on foot 1,400 miles one direction.
I could give you a sending stone so that you could contact me when you did find them.
And would you believe that?
No, I would come to you then.
You understand why this smells vaguely of trap, right?
Explain it for me.
I mean...
Do we really... Like, haven't we been? legitimately, you're telling us to go into a dark room, trusting that, you know, we're not going to get fucking stabbed in the back.
It's a wilderness. Certainly safer than a city filled with undead.
Presumably filled with undead. We fought like castle. Six things.
Your words. I mean, I'm okay with undead. Like,
okay, are we going to keep arguing about it, or are we going to go?
Well, what even methods do we have to get there?
Or do you have another idea of something that we should be doing?
Roasting this fucker? That's really the only other option, right? Like, we legitimately don't have a choice.
Yeah, we do. Dave is offering us a not murder hobo route.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying.
It is a 1,400 one-way trip non-murder hobo option. Do you even still have it?
Have what?
The key.
Yes.
I don't suppose you would allow us to see it.
I was like, can we get some proof of life?
Will you take a picture of it next to today's newspaper?
Inside his collar, pulls a chain, and he pulls it out from under his shirt. You can see the medallion with the whorls in it leading to the center.
I want to snatch it so bad.
I want to cast.
He lets it hang
so
for
bad.
Just a second and then tucks it back away.
Mm-hmm. Come on, you don't think the Iron Master would appreciate us talking to the descendants and getting more?
I don't think
knowledge
he'd give
about
a
me?
Fuck.
Yeah.
What if we find some information that helps us on our quest?
He doesn't. He wants to know what bumps in the night in Neftalion. He doesn't give a shit about actual historical findings.
Don't we?
I mean, legitimately, I don't know if you guys do. Like, I'm a scholar. Yes, I do. But you guys have been more on the darker sides of the shades of gray here, so I don't know what your motives are. They seem to change every minute, so.
Like, I'm partly here for the money, and I'm partly here just for the adventure, but it's on the premise of, you know, knowledge and history. Like, that's a good thing. I'm down for that. I like the premise of why we're on the archaeology.
Well, we're at that point, fellas. We either need to head north. What are the logistics? Does he even have any sort of plan for us to get there? Because it's not exactly like Fort Roston is a port city.
Well, let's see. I'd be willing to pay for a mage to teleport you.
How far?
Well, again, I don't have an exact... probably to Garakshin's failure is the best place to start.
That's a hell of a lot better than nothing.
That is
yeah,
significantly better.
And how about getting back?
Well, that
you got
is...
a circle here?
No, but I believe there's one in... Well, there's one in Nivenfire, right?
Yeah.
It didn't take us too long to get from Nivenfire to here.
Only a month.
Or wait, You're a cleric, right? You should be able to wind walk, right?
No.
Oh, well.
I'm dying. Worth asking. I'm dying for shadow walk over here. Damn.
Meta, Troy, yes, you can wind walk. It's a 6th level spell.
It is not on my list.
Really?
I'm looking it up. Hang on.
I could have sworn.
Wind walk, 6th level.
Druid.
Duration, 8 hours.
It says it's a druid spell.
Oh, is it just druid now?
Mm-hmm.
I had a cleric in the other campaign who's casting it all the time. Maybe it's dependent on your domain.
I mean, it's possible. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not under cleric.
Huh. All right. Well, that's my bad.
Get Davidus.
Well, actually, I mean, Muriel isn't a cleric. He had no idea.
But I bet he's fought a lot of clerics. All right. So in that case, that takes like 1,200 miles off the journey. So we either gear up in town and teleport, or Troy, you cast Dawn. That's pretty much where we're at this point.
I mean, option 2 sounds a whole lot easier.
Here's the other thing. We could do both option 1 and option 2 if we wanted to.
Yeah, but if we're going to do option 2, why am I going to even bother with option 1?
I don't know that I want to face Dave's vampire, especially because what time is it, Dave? I'm Kellen is serendipitously pulling out his water clock.
4 in the morning. Although you've been talking for a bit, maybe 4:30.
What time is sunrise during the 11th month of whatever the hell this calendar is?
Oh, it's equivalent to April, so it's still probably going to be at least an hour.
Oh, we can wait an hour.
Yeah, let's just argue for another hour.
I'm going to bed.
We just woke up, Jeff.
Jeff is going to bed.
Well,
Craig just woke up, Jeff.
Well, I mean, unless Troy does something incredibly rash, it sounds like we're going to Gherkin's Failure or whatever that says.
Yes. Gherkin's
Failure. I mean, everybody else apparently wants to, you know, do the right thing. Boring.
What's your alignment again, Troy?
Yeah, it might be changing.
Don't worry about it. I'm facing a vampire. My alignment is correct here. I don't think I'm in the wrong.
Wow, that's some triumphalism for you.
I mean, where else would you get judgy pragmatism than the church? How dare he assume that?
Okay, so here's the thing. If you start a fight, I'm not going to be happy about it, but I'm still going to have your back, Troy.
I mean, go talk to lawful good Matt who chopped a dude's finger off.
Yeah, that might not have been lawful good.
A toe, whatever.
You could still walk while missing several toes. It's not that detrimental.
I remember that. Hey, here's my proposal. We do number one. We attempt the good route, and when we come back, if you still want to kill a vampire, I'll help you kill a vampire.
It's not that I want to kill a vampire. I just want to kill this vampire. He's being very dickish and telling us to not trust one person, to trust him, you know, with even less information.
You have teleportation circle. We can go back anytime we want. And if we need to go back to Valakor and get the Iron Rose to raise an army to go kill a vampire, something tells me we could get those resources. But for now, it sounds like we should go to Pickle Rick's Failure up here and see what happens.
Because it's just going to have a different name every time.
I'm trying to work storks into it.
What?
From the Vlasic commercials.
Vlasic?
Yeah. All different kinds of pickle references, yes.
But there's no pickle. Never mind.
We're going to the wall, Dave.
You started with Gherkin, then with Pickle Rick. Keep up, Dave. Get with the dill.
Nice. Does Wintervale have supplies? Can we find, like, heavy winter supplies here in the fucking swamp?
I think you already have that stuff from when you went up to the Minasa Notova.
Yes.
I'm going to go with everyone else and assume that we definitely still have it.
It's in the bag of holding.
Perfect.
Yeah, totally.
Narrative justification.
Well, don't we have 2 of those anyway? So yeah, we definitely have it.
What, bag of holding?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, we do.
Okay.
And we are sure to not store one inside of the other.
It's a good plan.
I think they call that the Corbinite maneuver. It's how you solve the Kobayashi Maru.
That would definitely be one way.
All right. Well, let's go buy some fucking rations then, I guess. Can he give us a direction? Can he put a spot? Can Dave put a spot on a marker on the map so we know where the fuck we're going?
North. I mean, yeah.
I'm assuming over this way.
We're literally covering a 900 mile by 370 area.
No, but here's the thing. Muriel has not given us the details of the reports of where they are up there. He just said generally that he's wants a commitment from us before he'll give us more information. I know Dave has more information to give us. We just have to ask for it with...
Nushka has picked up her bag, pulled Pipsky over by the door, and is like, can we go now? Yes. Give me the stuff. Let's go.
Yeah, I will respectfully ask Muriel if we can have... the details of those reports so that we can not waste a year searching Narrativar to find these folks.
I can tell you right now that I have no desire to travel hundreds of miles into the fucking frozen tundra to murder the great-great-grandchildren of your neighbors. I have zero fucking concern to do that. So if you tell me where they were, we'll see about respecting your cultural traditional heritage or whatever.
Very well.
I keep waiting for one of his NPCs just to try and fucking murder me. I'm going to bet here, here, or here, since those are the only sources of fresh water.
Good bet.
His elves like to build in mountains, so it's probably this one.
Let us take a short break.
Dave.
I need to think about a couple things.
Dave,
you're not fucking prepared for us to take up on this offer, goddammit.
I wasn't sure.
Even after he reinforced
you really expected us to burn the place to the ground.
Your murder hobo tendencies are strong.
Hey, let's back the trolley up here, okay? I would like to point out that we have rarely, if ever, shot the first shot.
What you're saying is we shot the sheriff, but we did not shoot the deputy.
We laugh and joke about murder hoboing, but we rarely do it.
Yeah.
Everybody but Killen rarely does it.
I mean, and if we do, we definitely, loot the bodies of those dead around us.
Like I've always more of the I've always said, it's not a prize fight. The goal is survival. I'm not going to tell you I'm going to punch you. I'm just going to do it. Although I swear to God, if this is a trap and I survive, I will come back with every fucking priest I can find. We will burn this castle to the ground.
Yeah, I mean, if we find these descendants and we don't like the direction it's going, we, pop back to the Iron Rose and be like, so there's this vampire we need help taking out.
A vampire who has subjugated an innocent town.
Yeah. And is...
Let's go liberate.
And is actively conspiring against the university.
You need to get Tucker Carlson all over this. People going to be pissed. Like five minutes, Patriot Act.
All right, I think I'm good to go. How's everyone else?
Yeah, I'm just very offended that you thought that we would automatically kill a vampire.
I mean, I'm offended, but I'm also not surprised.
Well, actually, I'm not surprised that Kellen doesn't care.
I'm more concerned with the fact that I think he's lying to me. This guy was like heads over heels for this woman and was doing anything that she wants, and he just so happens to become undead. I feel like he made a pact or did something. Like, I don't feel like it was accidental. It was intentional.
Yes, then why did we invite him to go along with us?
Because he's going to be significantly easier to kill when he's not surrounded by 200 of his best men.
Actually, I was getting ready to ask him if he was going to bring along his an escort.
He's married, you sick fuck.
Those are frowned upon here.
Sanctity of vows does not transcend the undead, you son of a bitch.
Besides, I mean, yeah, like, if anything, once you're undead, it's easier to get a boner. Hey.
I quit.
This may be shocking to some, but just because it's called a boner doesn't actually mean that there is in fact a human bone much at all in any of that in that area, generally speaking.
Yes, and if you want to get into logic of undead, which you should never do, lack of blood flow.
Just got to go back to that gif, Murka.
So are we good to go die in the frozen tundra now?
Who said we're going to die?
Pessimistic.
If one of us dies, Troy, well, maybe not Craig, but if either of the other two of you die, I can still bring you along if you want.
I laughed.
Oh, by the way, Dave, I realized as I was reviewing my spells the other day that if, as long as I'm holding my shield, if I cast haste and then I cast shield, it will bump me up to 30 AC momentarily. I thought you'd like to know that.
Shaking my head disapprovingly.
Only for, you know, the reaction.
Still a pretty good reaction.
I thought so.
So, okay, so continuing. Mirael says, very well. The relevant news I've had is a source in Greystone Forest. There's a village there. She traded with someone who had visited an elvish village in the Nara Tavar. He was lost in a snowstorm and stumbled upon it. He knows, so he doesn't know exactly where it is. Don't worry, I've griped about it. He knows it was by a spring at the source of a river, and he had to walk through a field of huge and tall spikes of ice on his way out.
I'm sorry. You said a spring and a river and tall spikes of ice?
Yes, the village is like near a spring or on a spring, something like that, at the source of a river. And on his way out, once he left the village and headed south, there was a tall field of ice spikes. I don't know exactly what that means, how tall is, but...
What kind of character are we talking about?
What do you mean?
This was a merchant?
Halfling, elf, Goliath. That might give us some references to tall.
Oh, how tall the source was? I mean, it was a dwarf.
Yes. Okay, so tall to a dwarf.
I mean, they're not that short. Goodness.
Compared to a Goliath, they are.
Oh, sure. Anyhow, I have also... there was also a tracker who was up near the failure and found a frozen corpse of an elf, half-eaten, but with all its bones broken and missing a leg.
That... sounds like a very distinct situation here. All right.
We got this.
Frozen elf corpse, all the bones broken, missing a leg.
Yes. And it was wearing the remnants of, like, of light armor, like a scout would wear.
Which part was half eaten?
The left half.
The guts.
Because that matters.
I mean, he was very descriptive about literally every other thing.
Hey, if the dude got bit off at the waist, that's a very different thing than something tore his guts out and started eating it.
Facts.
Well, he's missing a leg.
Well, yeah, missing a leg. That, even that's different than getting bit off at the waist. And
yeah, when he says half.
Half eaten.
Yes, half eaten is... Rats can do the latter. There had to be some big goddamn rats to do the former we're talking about here.
Oh, maybe we'll encounter a rat king.
Rats the size of fucking mammoths.
I mean, isn't that just a swarm?
Yes. All stuck together. It's also both mythical and a real thing.
Do you have teleportation circle prepared?
Always.
Okay. So we would need to buy you a minute to get the hell out of wherever we're at.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there a smith in town?
Well, hang on. I'm okay.
In Windervale? Yes. I have a smith in the castle, too, if it's something simple enough.
Don't know if your smith works with silver or not frequently.
Not frequently, no. Be careful.
Probably frowned upon.
Right, yeah. But the freedom to the smith down the south, down in the town, definitely probably does. I want someone to make me a silver cage.
Ah. Well, you could ask.
Oh, no, I am. If his smith seems unwilling, since, I mean, he does work for a vampire, to work in silver, I will ask in Windervale before we leave.
Are you talking about containing the vampire or containing something we might encounter up there?
It needs to be very small.
Okay.
But it must be worth exactly 100 gold, Dave.
Yes, of course.
I don't make these rules. The silly books do.
Silly books.
Or, to be thematic, you give them 1,000 silver and that gets melted down.
All right, I'll do that then. I don't care. It feels like it's kind of dumb to give them their payment that they then melt down, but...
Well, then maybe there's surplus. I don't know.
Craig almost died on camera.
it looked almost like the way you feel when you're like trying to fall asleep and then feel like you're falling.
Yeah, because my chair started tilting back when I wasn't expecting it to.
Yeah, that would do it.
Rations. Can we get some rations?
Okay, so are you're leaving the castle now?
I assume. I imagine he's accompanying us out into the dawn.
No. So if you have basically agreed to that, then after he tells you about those sources, he'll leave the room and he'll also hand you a stone. Say, if you find anything concrete, let me know. Works once a day.
Will do.
You mean you don't want us to find something hypothetical?
That's not actually possible.
I was going to go outside and find a rock and call him and say, this isn't quite concrete, but
he's going
to
use
that's
it to...
That's my use for the day. Once every day.
He needs
this stone.
He's looking for concrete to finish up his fucking keep that's definitely broken.
Okay, then. If you go down to the smith in the castle, it's not that he's unwilling, but that he is not a silversmith and so doesn't feel confident working with it. But he does recommend a smith in town who does more jewelry sorts of stuff.
All right, then I'll go pay that man 100 gold.
Okay. That smith down in Windervale is happy to take your money and give you a silver cage in return. It probably takes him like an hour and a half or something because he has to make the mold first.
We be able to get horses to teleport with us up there?
I feel like that might go beyond the limits of teleportation circle. I have to check.
I don't know that you're going to actually fly. Want to
get some caribou?
Maybe not.
You got to remember, we also can polymorph.
I mean, one of us can polymorph.
Right, but then that one who polymorphed it usually ended up carrying two or three others.
This is weird. When I'm pulling up teleportation circle in the SRD in Roll 20, it just says page not found.
We essentially can send whoever through, whatever through.
Is it just the duration that's the limiter?
Any creature that enters the portal instantly appears within 5 feet of the destination circle or the nearest unoccupied space that it is.
Okay. I mean, it only lasts one round, so I guess it's however many people you can get through in 6 seconds.
Right.
Which, of course, the game rules are way more lenient with than would be the case in real life.
We just start piling through, like, 1,700 people.
I mean, 6 seconds is not an insignificant amount of time. I mean, you could run 12 people through, probably.
Yeah, no, I'm thinking about people at Black Friday trying to get through doors.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, in theory, if it's a circle, you could have everybody stand around the circle and I'll step in the moment it's ready.
No, it helps that once they're inside, they disappear and don't block the way.
Right.
So, yes, horses could go through. Didn't you guys already buy horses, though? Or did you just rent them?
I don't think we've had horses for a while.
Didn't we travel here?
Yeah, you did. From Fort Roston. And I thought you had maybe you had either hired or bought horses. I don't recall which it was.
Maybe we did.
Hiring them was half the cost, so.
I don't remember.
I think it was only, I think in terms of economic efficiency for, you know, renting is half the cost of buying, you might as well buy.
I mean, given the tundra aspects that we encountered before, I don't know that horses are the best idea.
That's why I suggested caribou.
I don't think there are going to be a lot of caribou in a place called the Spawnlands that's a swamp.
That's fair.
I step into said teleportation circle because I don't think we're buying anything else of use at the moment.
Sweet, guys. We got ready to kill. Let's go.
Okay, but where are you going?
I was going to say, what teleportation circle are we using?
He said that we were... didn't you say that there was somebody in town that could do it? He said there was a wizard in Windervale?
He said he would pay for a mage to teleport you, but okay, that cool. Doesn't involve a circle from Alec.
Yes, we're going to do that.
So here's my thought. Like, We're teleporting up. Are we teleporting to the wall or are we teleporting to the Greystone Forest village?
We don't know where that is.
He had said the wall.
Okay.
The forest.
If we're near Tavar, other than the mountainous regions, looks just be cold woodlands, which horses would do fine in.
All right. You have to put them down when something bad happens to them, Craig.
I can do that.
It's Bill the Pony all over again.
I would like to find a draft horse that can carry me in town, if there is one.
Yeah. And you'd find someone willing to sell one to you.
Okay. I'm going to buy a draft horse.
Cool. Not a riding horse?
I guess a riding horse can carry my weight. So yeah, I guess a riding horse would be fine then.
Mechanically, I don't know what the difference is really.
A draft horse, they're bigger and beefier.
They also right. pour beer.
But don't we all have modes to fly? Do we really need horses?
I mean, I guess not.
He wants a horse so it can get up there and he can kill it like, you know, fucking Bambi's mom. Let's roll.
I meant for overland traveling, we've cared about, you know, what our move speed is. And on a horse, I move 1040 feet per round instead of the 30 feet per round I fly at.
Okay.
Unless I'm wrong about the witch's broom flying speed.
It's 50 feet.
Well, then unless, fuck my horse.
Unless you're carrying more than, unless there's more than 500 pounds total, in which case its speed gets reduced by half, I think, or something like that.
Oh, yeah. It can carry up to 400 pounds, but its flying speed becomes 30 feet while carrying over 200 pounds, and I weigh over 200 pounds.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah. So it's the same speed as my walking speed. Because I'm fucking heavy.
Metal man.
You're not heavy man, you're my brother.
So yes, I will buy a riding horse.
Okay.
Deducted that from my gold.
Alright.
Okay, and I'm ready.
The chamberlain at Kessel Holtmeyer gives you a scroll and says, from Lord Lathalus, he's said to give this to a mage in Fort Roston. Who will be able to teleport you. His name is Gomez Marcos.
Well, I guess we head back to Fort Roston then.
Let's go.
I will rearrange my spells, because I'm pretty sure that was several days travel at least.
Yes, there will be a number of days back. Let's see.
I suppose I don't specifically need Dawn anymore.
It was about 13 days travel. Oh, wait, no, from Fort Roston, sorry. It's different. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 10 days travel.
So, if we're not actively facing combat, we're in travel mode. I'm going to use my spell storing item to get 10 instances of Long Strider a day, which so each of us can increase our moving speed by 10 feet.
Nice.
For how long?
For an hour.
Oh, okay. Then I'll knock a day off then, because that'll add up.
Like, it's not a huge boost, but.
Yeah, boost. I mean, it's 25%. Or. Little more for a certain duration. Yeah, whatever. I'm not going to do the math.
Can I go speak to Gomez Adams and have him teleport us to wherever we're going? What's the scroll say, by the way? Is it just an IOU with, like, vampire teeth on it?
It's basically a letter of credit of, you know, I authorize this, you know, please teleport these people to Corruption's Failure. Yeah, essentially.
I'm just making sure. You know, if Rosencrantz and Guildenstern, you know, had bothered to look at the missive, they wouldn't be dead.
I've never seen that play or movie, whatever it is.
Got to see Hamlet first, otherwise it's very confusing.
Well, that I'm familiar with.
Get thee to a nunnery.
Karen has a DVD copy, but I still haven't seen it.
Which version?
Rosencrantz and Guildenstern.
Oh.
So, do we travel to Fort Ralston uneventfully?
Yes. And arrive there on the 26th.
I keep adding an L in there, and I see on the map there is no L in the name Roston. So,
it is still on the cold and occasionally drizzly side on the way, in like the upper 30s.
Our title track, They Left Me In Here, was composed by Daniel Ran as part of the Beyond Skyrim Bruma original soundtrack and is being utilized under Creative Commons 4 Attribution Sharealike license. Enjoy what you heard? Check us out online at rancorsbrothel.com and the Rancors Brothel Facebook page. Be sure to like, subscribe, and share this show with your friends. Want to chat? Follow us on Twitter at rancors_brothel or by emailing therancorsbrothel@gmail.com. To interact with other fans, check out the Fans of the Rancor's Brothel Facebook page. Most of all, keep circulating the tapes. Much love, everybody.